Hey there, traders. Welcome back to another episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today's topic is something that's been quietly transforming the way both retail and institutional traders interact with the markets. It's fast, it's data-driven, and it's surprisingly accessible, even if you don't know how to code. We're diving into algorithmic trading 101 with a twist. We're not just skimming the surface. We're going deep into what algorithmic trading actually is, how trading bots work, and whether you, yes you, can teach a computer to trade for you. And let me tell you, this isn't just for quants or hedge fund guys in suits. If you're already dabbling in indicators or using complex setups like iron condors or volatility strategies, you're closer to algorithmic trading than you might think. So let's break it all down from basics to advanced, no fluff. Segment one, what is algorithmic trading? So, what exactly is algorithmic trading? At its core, it's about using a computer program to automatically place trades for you. The program follows a specific set of rules, your rules. You define the logic, and the algorithm follows it without hesitation, without emotion, and without sleep. These rules can be incredibly simple. For example, if the 10-period moving average crosses above the 50-period, buy. Or they can be wildly complex, factoring in market volatility, new sentiment, or even macroeconomic indicators like CPI or interest rate spreads. The power of algorithmic trading lies in speed, consistency, and scalability. A bot can skin dozens of charts simultaneously and pull the trigger in milliseconds. You just can't do that manually. And here's the exciting part. You don't need a PhD or even a full programming background to get started. Segment two, I'm not a coder. Can I still use bots? If you're thinking, this sounds amazing, but I'm not a programmer, don't worry. There's been a wave of platforms focused on making algorithmic trading more accessible. One standout I highly recommend checking out is crystalballmarkets.com. They offer a Java and JavaScript-friendly coding environment that's designed for both beginners and experienced traders. So if you've got the logic, they've got the tools to help you automate it. Even if you're new to coding, you can use their templates or pre-built strategies to get started. And as you grow, the platform grows with you. Whether you're focused on day trading, swing trading, or even deploying advanced trading strategies like option spreads or volatility arbitrage, it's never been easier to dip your toes into automation, even if you're just beginning your journey with algorithmic trading for beginners. Segment three, how do trading algorithms work? Let's dig into how these bots actually function. Think of every trading algorithm as having five core components. One, market data input. This is where your bot consumes real-time data, price feeds, volume, volatility, and more. Some bots also pull in earnings releases, macro data, or even Twitter sentiment. Two, signal generation. This is the brain. Based on the data, the bot determines whether your conditions are met. For example, is RSI below 30, or is implied volatility above its 30-day average? Three, execution layer. Once a signal is confirmed, the bot sends orders to your broker. Could be a market order, limit order, or conditional order with built-in risk management. Four, risk management. This is where stop losses, position sizing, maximum exposure limits, and circuit breakers come in. Think of this as your guardrails. Five, monitoring and logging. Finally, your bot tracks performance, logs every move it makes, and can notify you when things go wrong. This data is gold for optimization. All of this happens in real time. While you're eating lunch, sleeping, or managing your day job, your bot is trading by your rules, flawlessly. Segment four, strategy examples from simple to sophisticated. Let's look at some common algorithmic strategies. I'll list a few from basic to more advanced to give you a flavor of what's possible. Moving average crossovers, great for beginners. A simple trend following method that works well in strong markets. Mean reversion. Here, you buy when prices dip below an average and sell when they rise above it. Think Bollinger Band fades or RSI reversals. Statistical arbitrage. This one's for advanced users. You're trading the spread between two correlated instruments. requires solid statistical modeling, market making, placing limit orders on both sides of the spread to profit from bid-ask differentials. Fast execution is key here. Options-based bots automate your advanced options trading strategies, like iron condors, calendar spreads, or gamma-neutral hedges, based on volatility models and the Greeks. There's no limit to how granular or sophisticated your strategies can be once you start using bots. Segment 5, testing and optimization. One of the biggest perks of algorithmic trading, you can test your strategy before risking a single dollar. Backtesting allows you to run your strategy against years of historical data and measure performance. Look at win rate, Sharpe ratio, drawdown, profit factor, and execution slippage. Forward testing in a demo environment comes next. That's where you see how your bot handles real-time conditions, latency, execution gaps, or outlier events. Smart algo traders use an iterative process. Build, backtest, optimize, demo trade, go live monitor. Don't skip any of those steps. Overfitting is a real risk, and markets are constantly evolving. Segment 6, the macro perspective. Here's something a bit more niche, but powerful. Integrating global macro investing signals into your trading bots. This could mean using interest rate spreads, CPI surprises, or geopolitical indicators to trigger trades. Imagine a bot that buys gold when inflation spikes or shorts emerging markets when the dollar strengthens. Combining macro themes with automation opens up incredible potential. This is where retail traders can mimic hedge fund strategies without needing a Bloomberg terminal. If you're into this space, you'll love the quantitative trading podcast niche. And I'll go ahead and plug one right now. Definitely check out the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's beginner-friendly but smart. It's one of the few that bridges system trading with actionable, real-world strategies. Segment 7, common mistakes to avoid. All right, let's talk pitfalls. Automation is powerful, but it's not magic. Here are a few mistakes I see all the time. Overfitting, tailoring your bot too tightly to past data makes it useless in real time. Ignoring execution realities, live markets have slippage, spreads, latency, and unexpected volatility. No fail-safe mechanism. If your internet drops or an API fails, your bot could keep firing off trades. Lack of monitoring. You need dashboards, logs, and alerts to keep track of your system. Just because it's a bot doesn't mean it's set and forget. Good algo trading is all about continuous refinement. Segment 8, how to start right now. So how do you begin? Start with one idea. Something you already trade manually. Write down the exact logic. Use a platform built for accessibility. I can't say this enough. CrystalBallMarkets.com is one of the best for Java and JavaScript-based algorithmic trading. No complicated setup. Tons of learning support. Educate yourself. Listen to Crystal Ball Markets podcast while you're commuting or working out. It's a great way to absorb the mindset behind algorithmic systems. Join the community. Get involved in forums, Discords, or even trading Twitter. Share, test, refine. Test before going live. Always, always backtest. It's your safety net. Final thoughts. To wrap up, can you teach a computer to trade for you? 100% yes. You don't have to be a math genius. You just need a repeatable strategy, the right tools, and a commitment to thinking like a systems trader. Manual trading still has its place, but if you want to scale, trade more consistently, and gain back your time, automation is the future. And that future is already here. Check out CrystalBallMarkets.com to start building your own bot and subscribe to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast to keep learning from real traders who are using tech to their advantage. That's it for this episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia. Thanks for tuning in. Trade smart, stay curious, and I'll catch you in the next one.